Again, he tried to concentrate on other things, on the case. He knew he needed to put Eleanor aside for the time being. He started thinking about the voice on the phone, the condoms hidden in the bathroom cabinet, and the bed that had been neatly made. He thought about how Howard Elias could come to have the unlisted home telephone number of Carla and Trinken in the drawer next to his bed. 8. Ryder was standing next to a tall, black man with graying hair just outside the door to the Angels Flight Station House. They were sharing a smile about something when Bosch walked up.
"Mr. Pete, this is Harry Bosch," Ryder said. "He's in charge of this investigation."
Pete shook his hand.